From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In an emotional farewell speech late Tuesday before thousands of supporters in Chicago, President Barack Obama recalled the Yes We Can campaign theme, defending the successes of his 8-year term in office. He said it was in Chicago where he learned the power of faith, what he called the quiet dignity of working people in the face of struggle and loss.
Now, this is where I learned that change only happens when ordinary people get involved and they get engaged and they come together to demand it. After 8 years as your president, I still believe that.
Mr. Obama said a recession was ended under his watch, relations with Cuba restored, Iran's nuclear ambitions curbed, terror mastermind Osama bin Laden killed, health insurance provided for all Americans, goals he said some thought were unattainable.
But that's what we did. That's what you did.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato called the venue of the speech unprecedented.
Certainly it was untraditional. We've never had a farewell address like this. One can only imagine what George Washington, or for that matter, Dwight Eisenhower, who had the most famous farewell address, would have thought of this manner of delivering it. It was more like a political rally.
Mr. Obama will be replaced by Donald Trump January 20th. Gambia's Supreme Court was unable to hear President Yahya Jammeh's legal challenge to annul the results of the December 1st election. Lacking enough judges Tuesday, the hearing was put off until Monday, just 2 days before Mr. Jammeh's mandate expires. He had been in power since 1994, is under pressure to accept defeat. This is VOA News.